Yes. Good morning. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father, we come to you this morning. Thanks for good opportunity, great privilege that we can come and have fellowship with you. We pray that the Holy Spirit come upon us and open our heart and mind so that we can know the will of God, the word of God, and then, of course, we live according your will. Bless this beautiful time, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Christmas is coming. For many people, Christmas is a busy time to prepare a gift, or Christmas is a beautiful time because someone can go for holiday. But for me, I always say Christmas is a time to see close and near to Jesus, because to know him is the best thing in our life. That's why it is good for us to know him in this beautiful time. Let us open our Bible, John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Brothers and sisters, a short introduction about this verse. We know that when John come out to start his ministry, Bible told us some of religious leaders at that time, Pharisee, come and then ask him, "Who are you? Are you the Messias, the anointed one?" We need to know why they ask John with this kind of question. Because after Israel returned from the land of Babylonia and Persian, they live in a waiting time to wait the anointed one, the Messiah, to come and then to lead them and then build a new kingdom. With this kind of understanding, every time when they show someone who has special gift and then have special miracle, they will ask them, "Who are you?" For example, starting from Israel return to Jerusalem till the time of Jesus, there are one leader who are very famous. The name is Judas of Maccabee. They thought Judas Maccabee is the real Messiah, but it is not. And then now, when John come out, they also ask the same question to John. "Who are you? Are you the waiting one? Are you the anointed one? Are you the Messiah?" And then after John explained himself, John just say, "I am only a voice. I am only a voice." He quote from the word of Isaiah. It is good for us if we see Isaiah 40 verse 3. Isaiah 40 verse 3, "A voice is calling, 'Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, make smooth in the desert a highway for our God.'" So, when church, no, when religious leader asks about who are you, John just quote from Isaiah chapter 40. In simple language, John want to say, I am only forerider. You know, when someone in a country, like president or minister, when they want to pass away, and then two motorcycle, that's called forerider, always say, move on, move on, move on. Someone important in behind. Give the way, give the way. That's forerider. So John just introduced himself as a forerider. I'm only a forerider. But behind me, there is a great leader. Who is the great leader that John talked about? He is Jesus. But for me, funny thing, when he met Jesus, like the Bible told us, the next day, he saw Jesus coming to him, and John didn't say, this is the leader, this is the Messiah. But John say, behold, the Lamb of God. If you are not familiar with the Bible, then you can say that, how can John say like this? He is supposed to say, this is the Messiah, this is the God, or everything. Not say, this is the Lamb. But the reality, John say, this is the Lamb of the God. Brothers and sisters, we need to know a little bit background when John say like this. John come from priest family. Yeah. The work of priest is to bring offering to God. That's why it is familiar for them to bring the sheep to offer to God. When someone bring a sheep to offer to God, means that he must die because of his sin. But the sheep is replaced his died. That's why in one illustration I show from YouTube, when someone bring a sheep, then the priest pray for that man. After pray for that man, the priest like take out all the sin from the man, put in on the sheep, and then after that they kill the sheep, and then the life of the sheep is moved to the man. That means the sheep replace the man. So when John say, behold, the Lamb of God, mean Jesus will die for every people because of their sin. Jesus is the anointed one, is the chosen one, but to replace human sin. Brothers and sisters, this what John say about Jesus. This what the Bible say, because of the love of God, God sent Jesus in order to replace our place, die. So when I see this, I'm so thanks to God, because I know that my Savior died for me. This what John want to tell us today. Now I'm going to a deep understanding, how can John know about Jesus is the Lamb of God? Number one, John get this understanding because of divine inspiration. Let's open Luke chapter 1. Verse 41. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, between Mary and Elizabeth, they were pregnant, but Mary may be 2 weeks pregnancy, but Elizabeth about 6 months time four, about 25 pregnancy. That's why when Mary visit Elizabeth, the baby living. Yeah. You can imagine the baby living maybe like this. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then that caused Elizabeth filled with the Spirit. So I see that this is divine inspiration. The baby gets something from Holy Spirit, so that from the baby, John know who is Jesus. Oh, brothers and sisters, divine inspiration is a great privilege. If you can get this from God, then I said you are a lucky one. Get divine inspiration. But not all people can get divine inspiration. For me, I know Jesus from Sunday school. But when I serve Muslim people, some of Muslim people, they know Jesus because of divine inspiration. And I believe till today, God still gives divine inspiration for someone who really, really want to know who is God. So, how can John know about Jesus? Number one, because of divine inspiration. Number two, remember I said that John's parents, they all both are priests. They all are priests. And then the Bible said they are good priests. Let's see Luke chapter 1. Yeah. Verse 5. In the day of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And then, verse 6 says, they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all commandment and requirement of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, verse 7 said, but they had no child. So this couple is righteous. They live according the will of God in the time of Herod. You know that people who live in the time of Herod is living in crazy time, because Herod is a crazy king, and then he governs people with injustice. So he can do everything according what he will. So it's not easy to live in the time of Herod. And the Bible told us they live in the time of Herod. In another time, they don't have any child. But they live according the will of God. So, John have good parents. What good parents do for their kid? Let's open Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 7. You shall teach them diligently to your son, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You talk everything to your son, to your children. I remember every time when I go out from my home, my mothers always say, "Be careful, be careful." Even when I was teenager, always say, "Be careful, be careful, be careful." The Bible told us as a parents, we need to teach about what to our children, about God to our children. That's why John has good understanding about Jesus. Today, many parents leave this responsible to Sunday school teacher. When talk about God, they just say, "Go to your Sunday school teacher." But the Bible told us, the person who has responsible to teach about God to their kid is the parents. That's why I can say that John has this kind of understanding because of the parents. Number three, how can John know about Jesus? When John quote Isaiah 40 verse 3, then I can know that John do some research from the Old Testament. Brothers and sisters, of course, the story of Jesus is written in New Testament. But if you want to know who is Jesus, then you need to do some research from the Old Testament. Because from the Old Testament, you will know the meaning of "Behold, Lamb of God." Without Old Testament, you will not understand why John said Jesus as the Lamb of God. All because of the Old Testament, from the book Leviticus, and then from the book of Isaiah, we know who is Jesus, why he came to the world. Many people, if they want to know who is Jesus, then we need to do some research in Old Testament. That's why don't forget Old Testament, because from Old Testament, we have complete understanding about Jesus. These three reasons make John know who is Jesus. But our understanding about Jesus is not only for our knowledge, but the word of knowing in the Bible means knowing in knowledge and knowing in life. That means when you say, "I know God," then you should to put your understanding about God live in your life. That's make you say, "I know God." John know who is Jesus. And then John also tell us what is his attitude about his understanding about Jesus. Number one, when the Parisian asks him, "Who are you?" Then John say, "No, no, no, I am not the Messiah. I am not the anointed one. And who are you?" And John said, "I am a person who has no privilege to take out his shoes." In the time of Jesus, they were slaves. Slave work anything for his master. But slave doesn't need to open his master's shoes. That means his master no need to ask the slave to open his shoes. When John said, even to open, to take out his master's shoe, I don't have privilege. That means John puts himself lower than a slave in the sight of God. Simple understanding, John put Jesus as the God in his position. And John put himself as a man in his position. That's why he must lift up God, Jesus, higher and higher. And he put himself lower and lower. Brothers and sisters, when we put God in his position, of course, when we do worship, worship is not to please you, but worship is to please God. Worship is a time when we put God in his position. That's why it is funny for me if someone say, I will go to the church, I want to do worship with all brothers and sisters, but he came late. He rather choose 30 minutes sitting in cafe rather 10 minutes early in the church. Funny for me. Yeah. If you live in Jakarta, I can understand because Jakarta traffic is very crowded. But in Hong Kong MTR, usually no delay. Even they have delay, only few minutes delay. So if you say, I'm late, you cannot say late in SP. Because if you cannot wake up 9 a.m. worship, you can do 11. If you cannot do 11, you can come 3 o'clock. But when you come 9 a.m., you're late. You choose 11, must not late. Still late. And then you choose another worship, still late. Then go and make your own worship. Worship means to put God in his position. I remember when our former president came to Hong Kong, I get invitation to sit and have lunch with president. And then in that invitation, they write dress code, must wearing batik. Lucky I have batik, otherwise I will use Chinese batik. And second point, the president come on 12. We need to sit nicely on 11. And if you late, then you go home. Don't come to sit in. That means I'm not president. I'm just simple guy. And Susilo was president. I need to honor him by not late. This is simple application in our life, brothers and sisters. When we say he is God, then put him as the God in your life. That's John did when John say, even to open his shoe, I don't have this kind of privilege. Second thing, after John met Jesus, the Bible told us two disciples leave John and follow Jesus. Oh my goodness. How said John? Because he has disciple and the disciple leave him and follow Jesus. But John didn't say anything because everything must belong to God. Brothers and sisters, we serve God. Sometimes we want to get the glory for ourselves. But let me tell you, John knows who is God. then all glory belong to him. All glory belong to him. Even two disciples is best thing for him, but he willing to give it to God. And then the last thing, when John has problem, Matthew 11, let's open Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 3, I read from verse 2. Now when John, while in prison, heard the work of Christ, he sent word by his disciple and said to him, are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else? John, in bad situation, he suffered because of his faith. Now he is in prison, and he asks, should I wait someone? When Jesus says something to the disciple, and the disciple bring this message to John, and no more answer in the Bible, that means John obey in bad situation. He put his trust in Jesus because he know who is Jesus. So these three attitudes we need to have, because we say the same thing about Jesus. He is our Lord. Mean number one, to put God. Number two, bring glory to him. Number three, even in bad situation, God still God in our life. Let us pray. We know Jesus. He is our God. Do we put him as the God in our life? Do we bring our own glory to him? The last one. Do we still say he is the God even I live in difficult situation? He's still our God. Even today, we live in many problems. Let's worship him. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship this morning. Let's put him in his position. Let's bring our own glory. Let's say you are God. Even now you are in difficult situation, but he is still our God.
Jesus, be the center, be my source, be my life, Jesus. Jesus, be the center, be my hope, be my song, Jesus, be the fire in my heart, be the wind in these sails, be the reason that I live, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, be my vision, be my path, be my guide, Jesus. Jesus, be my vision, be my path, be my guide, Jesus, be the fire in my heart, be the wind in these sails, be the reason that I live, Jesus, Jesus, be the fire in
Brothers and sisters, I would like to say thank you on behalf of Maria Duma. We pray for her. And then yesterday, the doctor say everything is okay. Now, she can go home to Indonesia. She suffered blood cancer, and then the thrombocyte and white blood is going crazy. But now, everything is okay. I thank God because God allowed me to join with her in this difficult journey. But in this difficult journey, we can see that He is God. So don't give up. When we have difficult time, when we suffer many things, sure, in this place, in the beginning of our fasting, we pray for Christina. And then now we almost come to new fasting. And we see that God touched Maria Duma. And then she released from blood cancer. Really, He is God. In good time, in difficult time, He's still our God. That's why, don't give up. Always trust in Him and put our faith to Him, and then He never fail. Let's pray for other people. And we believe that the same thing, good thing, will happen. Because once we pray, God hear what we ask, and then God will give the best. We pray for some people who have cancer, doing chemo and surgery recovery. Let's pray together. Thank you. While we pray for some people who are in difficult in physical, we also pray for their salvation. We believe that once God touched their heart, they can see who is God, who is Jesus, and they will believe. Let's pray that Holy Spirit come upon their life. The last part, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will provide the best for them. Brothers and sisters, today is Friday. We pray for Singapore and Indonesia, especially for Indonesia. I met with the owner. I beg for one more year to stay at community building, but the answer is no. That means January. We need to leave to Causeway Bay. January, we have new season, but my heart and all sister are peace because we already pray, and then the answer is move to Causeway Bay, and then bring more people to me. Please pray for the moving. Yeah, of course, a little bit busy, and then I need to adjust everything. But I believe that when God said to Israel, move to another city, and then Moses bring them, lead them in new place, the same thing, we believe God will do the same thing to us. And pray for mission committee, pray for local outreach, pray for tonight activity and then house church activity. Pray together. Thank you. Father, thank you for new inspiration that you give it to us this morning. Thank you for new understanding about Jesus in our life. Thank you for good example that John give it to us. We will put you as the God in our life. In good or difficult situation, you are my God, Father. Thank you, Father. We trust our life into your hand. For all activity today, we believe that you will walk with us. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.